Well, good morning and welcome to this morning's lecture on Elcott.
Oh no.
The next step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and this morning we are going to take you back almost 10 full years. That's right, we're taking you back 10 years to the one-year anniversary of the opening of the Redeemery in Wampum, New York. It was at that time that Phil Hendry interviewed me on his program, and we were in a state of what is called the flux of nonplus. We were removed from comfort in a garbage can, and we were elevating to that level which was garbage can or better. In other words, Elcott was evolving. On this program today, you will hear me afflicted with some kind of a malady which I don't recall, and that is with reason. The overlords washed my mind of any memory of this affliction. You'll hear me have some kind of speech impairment. You'll also hear other individuals' voices, people who I do not remember knowing. As I say, this was when the organization was in a state of flux. We were just entering the world of public media, removing ourselves from comfort in a garbage can to sitting well on the lid. That is, moving up from the garbage can and sitting on the lid of the garbage can, about to become elevated above the alley. Much of it you don't understand, and that certainly is to be expected, but we'll explain as we go along. Perhaps. Again, I don't remember making any sense on this program. This is from 10 years ago. Let's listen, shall we?
Yeah.
That was Overlord Chaffee Burger.
Ed Elcott's going to join us here on a Phil Hendry show. He is at Wampum University in upstate New York, where they are celebrating the one-year anniversary of the opening of the
dead set opening. You know,
Phil. This is Ed Elcott. Phil, I heard that just a moment ago, and I wanted to give a little bit of a correction, if it's possible.
Yeah, I'm not done talking, Ed. That's the whole thing.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say that Dr. Ed Elcott is with us, and Dr. Elcott is at the opening of the Redeemery, which is 1 year old today. The Redeemery is part of the campus there, right?
Well, yes, the Redeemery is part of the campus here, Phil, but there's a lot more to it than just the opening of the campus. The Redeemery is the place where one is able to go back in time and redeem oneself. Here at Elcott, the next step. And where you could hear the celebration as the Uns are coordinating things.
The Uns are who?
The Uns are the Duns. I guess you'd call them the clergy. They are the female assistant, the female clerical order of Elcott, the next step. And so that was the people that we... Pardon me, I've got an allergic reaction.
Yeah, well, notice that your nose sounds stuffed up there, Dr. Elcott.
Well, your voice grew out. Your voice went, Dr. Elcott.
Okay, yeah, his voice did crack. Why do you feel necessary? Your nose is stuffed up.
Well, is it my nose or is it my voice? You guys are going, you...
Dr. Elcott, don't nitpick. We're really up against it here on the show today. Phil is asking about your voice.
Well, I had a lubricant put on me that is it's a lubricant that I have an allergy to.
You got a lubricant put on you? What does that mean?
You were asking me about who's playing the flute. These are Uns. The Uns are the female clerical order of Elcott, the next step. Now, the Uns are also exist as a way... Hold on for a minute. The Uns exist... I need the dental device. The dental device, please. The Uns exist as a order for the sexual pleasure of the personally, which is what I am. But they are not allowed to have any sexual contact with the priestly other than manual.
They're not allowed to have... What I'm hearing here is they're not allowed to have any sexual contact with the priestlies other than manual.
Yes, that's correct. And so, what happened is that they'll use a lubricant.
You're getting worse, not better. It's getting worse.
I'm sorry, Peg.
Is this a matter of blowing your nose?
No, it's I need a dental device. A dental device, could you get it?
Well, what has happened?
It's almost like your tongue swelled it up.
That Dickman right there. Give the butt a cigar. The tongue has folded a little bit.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Ed Elcott. I don't know whether we're going to be able to go on with this, Dr. Elcott.
Well, it's very important pill to be due because this is, I said that this is the 1 year anniversary of the Bedebeby. I'm going to hate like live in hell not to be, have at least have you here for the celebration to interview me.
I understand, but you're very difficult to understand. Dr. Ed Elcott with us here from the Redeemery at Wampaw University. This is the 1 year anniversary of the opening of the Redeemery at Wampaw for Elcott the Next Step, which is a religious experience, a religious philosophy, which Dr. Elcott has promoted here on the Phil Hendry website by way of his own podcast. Let me ask you, Dr. Elcott, it's you know, we'll continue the interview, but really what we want to know about is the Redeemery. Why is it such? And also, I wanted to ask Margaret.
Well, yes, we're curious about why they're called the Uns.
Yeah, that's not... Is that... Did you mean to say nun?
No, I didn't mean to say nun. What I meant to say was un. The un in the Redeemery, in Elcott, the next step is no. Phil and Doug and General Shaw and Marvin and Un and Robert. In Elcott, the next step, we look to diminish the ego. And so in diminishing the ego, the un is the epitome of diminished ego among the female religious clerical order. The un represents the diminishment of the female ego.
Of the female ego.
Yeah, right there, yes. And the Redeemery is a place where, as we mentioned, the reversary is where is your celebration of your redeeming. Redeeming is to go back in time or go backward. So we don't celebrate anniversary, we celebrate reversary.
The reversary is something I'm not too clear on.
Well, from what I understand and what I gather, and this is only what I gather,
You do understand or you just gather it?
Well, we're gathering it, but we're not understanding it.
All right. Well, if you've gathered it, put it down. You know?
Yeah, that working on account of the plugged up nose.
My nose isn't plugged up. I got a dental problem.
Yeah, all right. Let's knock off the jokes if we could, and we'll just stick with the facts here.
Yeah, that's fine with me, Phil. I'm just trying to light it a mood, you know?
Well, it's very difficult to understand you, Ed.
All right, well, it's understandable. Jeez, is that as difficult to understand you sometimes, General?
Yeah, you know what? I don't doubt that. But I'm not being interviewed right now. You are, my friend. And what we're saying is, you are there at the Redeemery. We don't know what a Redeemery is.
Well, the Redeemery, as I mentioned, is where one redeems one's originality once the ego has been diminished. You have a reversary, which is the anniversary of when your ego was completely diminished. And you have that here at the Redeemery. Now, this is the 1 year anniversary of the opening of our Redeemery here. It's about probably the birth of baby TV. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello. I wanted to mention that Dr. Elcott has had to move into and got a dental problem because of the...
And who am I speaking with?
This is Jay Carabin. And I'm the head of the Redeemery Public Relations Press Relations here.
Oh, okay, Jay. Dr. Elcott is having a problem?
Yeah, he's had an allergic reaction. Dr. Elcott has moved off into our infirmary, what we call a infirmary here in the Redeemery, and being attended to by one of the... Sister Magdalena? Sister Magnificent? Yes. Is Dr. Elcott? Dr. Elcott would be a little bit better. They're just washing his tunic.
They're washing his tunic.
Yes.
That's interesting.
You're the guy that brought this kooky thing.
Okay, let's have respect for a man's religion.
Oh, yes, I forgot all about that. A man's religion, yeah.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
No, I mean, the general make a good point, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, good for you, General, and that's fine. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Dr. Ed Elcott with us, who is talking to us about the one-year anniversary of the Redeemery, although he had some kind of an allergic reaction. Okay, I think I...
Stand by. Well, forgive me, Phil, that I had to go have my tunic washed, that I had to have my oral cavity cleansed. Utilized the staving process where one of the uns will perform a a continued act of sexual contact would be. But the uns do not have sexual relations. That's valuable.
Well, when you say that the uns are allowed to have manual relations with you, and you said you had an allergic reaction to a lubricant, I can well imagine what it was they were doing.
All right, well, but that's it.
Yeah, Margaret, you don't have to spell it out.
Well, somebody needs to spell something out.
I agree with Margaret. This is very, very cagey and very coy. But obviously, you had sex with an un, whatever that is.
I told you, but it not did, Phil. God damn, you could have disrespect a religion. I told you, but the un is.
I'm not disrespecting your religion, man. I'm just trying to figure out here what everything is, okay?
Well, you mean not disrespect my religion bad, you know?
Phil is trying to communicate this to a larger audience.
Yes, well, that night, but an un.
And the unused lubricant on you that you were allergic to.
That is correct, yes.
And then your mouth got swollen up. Well, don't tell it, your mouth got swollen up.
My mouth, my tongue swollen up in my mouth. My tongue swelled up in my mouth. God damn it. People fucking...
Yeah, okay, Ed, we heard that.
I forget me, Phil, but it's very tiring trying to talk to a mouth when your tongue is filling the entire cavity of your mouth.
And this is the allergic reaction you had to the lubricant used by the nun.
Not a nun, an un. An un, okay?
Well, yes, an un. I want to ask you a question here, Dr. Elcott. Did you say something recently about your ability to withstand tasing?
Well, that was one of the reasons why. Another reason why I come on the program is when I was a young man, I was tased by police. I was beaten, but I tried to get a taser away from a cop, and I got my ass kicked, you know. And so the result of that was that I have a usual high level of...
God damn, you know, this is getting disgusting.
What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? I have an unusual high level of tolerance for the leveling of...
Yes, that was it. You said you have an unusually high level of tolerance for the leveling of the overlords.
Yes, that's right.
And that's because you were tased as a young man?
But what happened was I stole a car pill. You know that I'm a young man, I'm not a criminal.
Yeah, you had a criminal background, yeah.
Yeah, I stole a car. And then I got tased by a police officer when he got me. What I did was I tried to take the taser away from him, and he said, no can do, and he took it and he butchered me up, right? Well, it pissed me off, there's a question about it. But I'll never forget how he did the goddamn it. Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, hi. Dr. Elcott has been... I was leveled once more. Dr. Elcott's suffering from a very bad allergic reaction, and so the uns haven't been there. And I'm just,
Are you the gentleman we spoke with earlier?
I don't know. I don't remember talking to you. I've got to get off the phone, though. If I spend too long on the phone... Ow! Ow! Fuck! God damn it! God damn you overlords to hell. I mean... Phil, we've got to get going, Phil, because the guy's got tased. Okay, Gabe.
Okay, Dr. Elcott, great talking to you.
Keep going, Goop.
We'll see you next week.